Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I feel like you're very feisty today.
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, not really.
A little argumentative.
No.
Yeah, a little.
No, I'm just...
First of all, you were talking about thawing out your turkey, and I was like, oh, trying to be a good friend to you. I said, oh, on Facebook, it tells you, I forgot which news station tells you how many hours it takes to thaw out your pound of turkey. I know what happens. All you do is touch it.
Look, for a guy
I don't need Facebook to tell me when to thaw my turkey. You just touch it.
Let me ask Sean. Sean, do you need Facebook to tell you when your turkey is thawed?
Not typically, but it's good to be informed.
It is good to be informed.
God.
Thank you. I love you, Sean.
Good to be informed.
Sean Swallow, everybody. He's a phenomenal man.
You don't need Facebook to tell you when your turkey is thawed.
Well, I'm never quite sure when it's all the way thawed, so I feel like I overthaw. So maybe if I had more education,
I wouldn't wait so long.
I think that's a thing. And I think BJ Harris is king of the overthawing.
Yeah.
Do you know he left his damn turkey in the car? Again?
On Saturday.
On purpose? You're doing it on purpose now.
No. Well, it was on purpose, actually. Yeah, because it was so cold out.
I didn't feel like it was that cold.
Not to leave meat in a car.
It's 25 degrees.
I know, but not inside your car. It's a different temperature. That's why a little kid can be outside of the car, but not inside the car.
I got it out.
Exactly.
Still frozen solid.
I'm amazing.
Yes.
That's not the same comparison.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Because the sun can shine inside your car when it's 25 outside, and it can get really darn hot in there.
You really make this difficult.
Well, don't you
more
just
than it needs
take
to
your
be.
Meat out of your car. Good point, Sean.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's not cold enough for meat in your car.
Never.
The meat's in the fridge now.
Good. Oh, well,
we're good. We're good. It's all saved, folks. It's all good. But I'm telling you right now, Jamie, every time you throw out these little, Facebook will tell you how to thaw your turkey, how long it takes.
Is that how I talk?
And when you say that
to me. Is that how I talk?
What kind of? Sort of.
I feel like I have a really spa-like voice.
And for a guy like me who used to be a head chef at Waffle House, that's an insult. I feel like I'm a master in the kitchen.
All right, you leave your meat in the car and see if anybody else get flight for life did like the last time you left your meat in the car.
Yeah, well, that was a whole different situation.
Really?
Yeah.
It stayed in there too long. This time I got the meat out the next day.
Overthawed.
He did overthaw.
Overthawed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, I also saw that you're not supposed to wash your turkey.
No?
No.
Why not?
I didn't read it, but this is my guess. My guess is if there's a little speck of salmonella or whatever in the cavity, you might like smear it all around. I don't know why. I didn't read the article.
That's it. Springs. Splatter.
Oh, splatter?
Yeah, meat juice splatter.
Oh, that's why?
Yeah, you don't need to rinse it off. You can just pat it off. When you rinse it, you splatter those juices all over. And you could have salmonella.
So you just pat it?
Yeah,
hey,
dry it off.
Pat.
You dry your turkey before you cook it.
I love you, turkey. Pat it.
Yeah.
You pet
dry
your
out
turkey.
That cavity with some paper towels.
Mm.
I wash my bird.
You do?
Yeah.
Somebody just texted, wow, Sean's really being a yes man to Jamie. He's trying to prep her for his Christmas gift.
Yes, he is.
Well,
yes.
It's not going to be like last
Whatever.
Year's gift.
I just agree when she's right.
Last year, I sent him to Mexico.
Woo!
Yeah, true.
That is
Yeah, that's not going to happen
that's
this
not,
year.
That's yeah. not, yeah, no, that's, yeah, that was. God, and now we
lifetime.
Have Dylan on the list. Ugh.
A few paintballs and you're good. That's all you got to get that kid. By the way, he's shaving.
I saw it.
I didn't even notice it on Friday. He said he shaved Friday before Bar Bingo. I didn't even notice it.
He said it was for the ladies.
Yeah, for the ladies.
Mm, for the ladies.
He wanted to get the ladies going.
All right, let's see here. Let's get to some tabloid trash. I guess Keeping Up with the Kardashians was last night. Sean is jumping aboard on the love for the Kardashians. He might be taking your place, BJ.
He might be because he knows way too much this morning.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I'm not really sure I follow the whole thing, but here's what I do know. I guess Khloe Kardashian made some bad decisions after Tristan cheated, and she posted something on her Instagram page. Let's take a listen.
I don't want to take away anything from this moment, and I have always been a believer of don't make permanent decisions off temporary emotions. And you know what? Me and Tristan will deal with him and I at a later time. I want to experience this magical moment, and I want this for me and my daughter and for him at the end of the day.
What'd she do?
Had a baby.
Oh.
I should have told you that part.
Yeah. Because she,
guess
the,
what the
no, audio
but just guess what
did.
The magical moment is. Guess.
I want to know her bad decisions.
I know. Mm-hmm. All 9 months pregnant, making bad decisions.
Right. Well, you're nine months pregnant, and the baby daddy is out sleeping with a hose.
He sure was. All right, and in this clip, Kim talks about how he's only sorry because he got caught.
Well, he was very remorseful and was very feeling obviously sick over everything that happened.
But I told him, I think you're more remorseful because it's affecting your job.
Or how he's looked upon.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think he's more embarrassed that he looks stupid. Because he's
like
the public.
How people are looking at
him. And booing him. And I think it's more of that than anything. And I told him that.
Mm. He's got to be so happy this aired now because it's kind of calmed down. And now that it's coming all back up again.
You know, just listening to those ladies talk.
Yeah.
I'd cheat on him too.
Yeah. What?
They would drive me nuts.
I'm sorry.
Those women would drive me nuts. Yeah, you'd have to go out.
Yeah, that's not kind of nice.
Party with other women.
Yeah.
Because they would drive you crazy.
I think.
Listen to them.
I think you'd want a mute woman after being with them.
Yeah, I do too. I do too.
All right, here is the next clip.
We went back to have this like family talk with Tristan. No cameras were there, and we really wanted it to be a private talk, but we all expressed exactly how we felt.
When something like this does happen, everybody has a story.
Yeah. It's the dirty secret, so now the secret's up. And that's what it is. He got caught.
Yeah. Yeah, but how many more of these things are we supposed to prepare ourselves for?
She sat there and was like, tell me, how many more people has it been? How many more this? And he's going to tell you.
I'm sorry I missed this last night.
And so what it sounds like Kris Jenner got in his face is like, how many more are there? The mom? I mean, I can't imagine my mom getting in some dude's face and be like, tell me how many other there are.
I can't imagine being in a room and the door open up and here come these women.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. And you know they're just going to chew your butt out.
Yeah, this would be your worst nightmare. I guess then Tristan got really mad at Kris.
I think the convo was going okay at the beginning. And then it got heated, and I don't know. It just kind of took a left turn.
Then he got mad because my mom was like, you can make your decision. If you want to live this life of dating these Instagram whores and doing your thing, live that life.
The mom is way too involved. I don't need my mom or my father, who's still alive. I don't need them to go and make my battles for me. You know, I don't. That'd be weird.
They got to have a TV show.
I'm a grown up. That's so weird. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is weird.
Yeah.
It's weird. But again, you know,
I understand.
I don't even buy the Kardashian stuff anymore because it's just all contrived for the TV show.
Yeah, I'm over it too.
You know, in normal situations, you don't have the mom, you know, intervening like this with this guy. And it's all, it's just TV.
Let's see here. What else do I have that's exciting and new? Oh, did you watch Saturday Night Live?
I did not.
I watched some of the clips from it, and Steve Carell from The Office was on there, and everybody got super excited because he brought up basically almost all of the cast from The Office, and everybody's like, oh my God, The Office is going to make a reboot. And so then he goes, I just want to make this announcement that the Office is wanting you to have a great night or something like that. So he teased it, but then it didn't happen.
I've never seen that show.
That is
the
crazy
Office?
To me.
Never seen it.
It's iconic.
Awesome.
It's like, for you not to say that you've never seen The Office is...
Yeah.
It's like saying I've never eaten a Big Mac.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People can't put their head around it.
I don't even... I have no desire to watch The Office.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah. They say that it is very so entertaining, but...
It's like
I don't like shows. I don't like sitcoms.
It's not like a normal sitcom, though.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. It's not like It's not like laugh track funny.
No, because it's filmed to be a reality show.
Right. They're acting like it's a reality show, kind of.
Well, it's too late now.
No.
No.
I'm going to pass on.
They have tons of, yeah.
Hmm. I have some DVDs I can bring you. The seasons.
That's okay. I'd never watch them.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. I'd never watch them.
It's so, yes, you would. If you watched a few just for fun, mm-hmm. you'd be like, wow, this is funny.
You'd like Michael Scott.
You would like the humor because it's, I don't know how to explain it. It's not like slapstick. It's more like annoying humor. Like, oh my God, it's everybody you've ever worked with. Like, stop. Somebody said that I just butchered the whole Kardashian thing and that's not how it went down. And I just started fake news across the world.
Jeez. Way to go.
Wow. I did?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know what went wrong.
What did I say that was wrong about this?
I don't know.
Can you call them and find out what I did
sure.
wrong?
Okay. Yeah. They're the expert.
By the way, we have a live text in the studio, 51059. If you want to comment, you know, whatever, say some things, it's fine. All right. Here is Adam Levine talking about Maroon 5 playing at the Super Bowl.
It's a rumor.
Yeah.
I can neither confirm nor deny the truth of this rumor. It's definitely a rumor. And the rumor's a rumor that everyone seems to be discussing. It's the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's a great event, and when there's going to be a band performing or an artist of some kind performing halftime.
Why can't he announce it?
I'm not sure. I thought it was already announced by the Super Bowl.
Too,
I thought the NFL announced it.
He's not saying a word.
I saw him when he was on Ellen. He was a little bizarre on there. But they may not be playing because of that petition that's going around.
What petition?
There's a petition out there to boot them from the Super Bowl.
Why?
Because they suck. According to the petition, I think Maroon 5 is a great band, but a lot of people are against him. I think the petition up to 45,000 signatures now, and it's been submitted to the NFL, and it's growing even more.
Wow.
But it looks like that there are a lot of people that don't want them there, and they may get pulled.
Huh. Crazy. Did you find out anything, Sean?
I don't know.
And let's go live to Sean in the live action newsroom.
Yes, I called that number and it got a voicemail.
So we'll never know.
And then I got a text from the same number on our text line that said, hey, I can't talk. I'm doing this thing called work.
Whoa. Ooh.
Well, then why are you texting?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly. None of that makes sense. People make me crazy. All right. Anyway, let's see here. What else do I have for you? Adam Levine says if he were performing, he'd be excited to do so.
Whoever does it is probably, you know, equal parts nervous and excited. This is all speculative because I don't know who I'm talking about.
Right.
But
if it were you, hypothetically.
Let's just say it was.
Let's say it is for this story.
If it were me, I'd be excited. I'd be nervous. You know, it's like a billion, gajillion people, bazillion. Is that a real number?
Yeah.
And so if I were doing it, which I can't confirm or deny I am, I would be, I'd be excited.
Yep.
So it sounds like he's doing it. They just haven't inked it, right?
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like, for sure. They got to get somebody strong with them. What are they going to do?
I don't know. I don't know who they're going to get.
They don't dance.
I think they'll probably end up with like a Cardi B, maybe Nicki Minaj.
They don't get along.
Yeah, that'd be a great halftime show, them up there fighting.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a little slugfest.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Great.
A lot of people watching.
What is David Arquette doing?
I don't know. These death match things are crazy.
This is so weird. David Arquette, you may or may not remember who he is. He was married to Courtney Cox. That's what he's famous for, in my opinion. He was married to Courtney Cox, and they had a child together. She's from Friends. And then he fell off the wagon a few times. He's really a very bizarre guy. And then she divorced him. Well, now he's doing these bar fights. It's a new thing, and it's called death match.
This started, the first I remember, now it may have started overseas or something, but the first I remember of was maybe a year ago or a year and a half ago in Wyoming, up in Cheyenne or somewhere, where they had these death matches.
Actor David Arquette participated in a so-called death match at a bar in L.A., and it left him a bloodied, injured mess. The 47-year-old, he's having bar fights.
Now, the idea of the death match is you get in a ring, you're fighting another person, and anything goes. You can use whatever you want to use. You can use a lead pipe, you can use chairs, you can use bottles, you can use anything.
Which is dumb.
To win.
Because you could kill somebody.
So you basically beat somebody into submission. Bare-fisted.
They started battling with chairs, breaking them over each other's head, and then it got to the next thing where a light tube was used to hit Arquette over the head, forcing the actor to grab a bloody neck wound that was just oozing blood out of his neck. They're lucky they didn't hit an artery. He'd be dead.
Yeah.
Anyway, then the other guy stomped on Arquette's face.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the...
Who goes to these? Who wants to see something
like
this?
Who wants to fight like that?
Let alone participate in something like that? Why would you want to go...
He's a 47-year-old man with a daughter.
In the late or mid-90s, I went to Las Vegas to see Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. And after watching that fight, I said I'd never go back. It was so barbaric. Blood flying everywhere. It was unbelievably just... It was not entertaining to me.
Well, not to play topper, but at one point in my highlight of my life, I had a partner named Danny Bonadouchebag.
Yeah.
And I was forced for filming to go watch him fight Greg Brady.
Who won?
Danny did.
Danny beat up Greg?
You beat up Greg Brady. Yep. The Partridge versus the Brady. And I thought to myself, as I'm in L.A., right, the height of my career, I thought, this is not the height of my career at all. This is like, I need to get out of here. I do not want to be at a match where a Partridge is beating up a Brady.
No.
I literally was going to quit.
See, I picture Greg Brady being in a fight like this with Danny, more of a sissy slap fight.
Well, you have to understand that Danny does drugs, right? So Danny's all hyped up, out of his mind, just like, wah! And then he's screaming in my face, like, Jamie, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to get him. I'm like, okay, buddy, you do that. I'm sober. He's like out of his mind, just enraged on whatever, it's steroids and whatever he's on. And poor Greg Brady is like, I don't know, 20 years older than him. And he looks like he can't even, he just gets in the ring and he's out of breath.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking Greg Brady is just
it was bad.
Not a fighter.
It was awful.
Yeah.
And then what?
It was ugly.
Then what the TV show did for us, you might not know this, they already had posters made for the audience.
Yeah.
So when you came in, they gave you a poster. So like, have the audience had go Brady bunch. And then we had,
Partridge.
I don't want to talk about it.
Huh. Well. Sounds like quite an event.
That's when I was like, yeah, maybe time to come back to Denver. I want to get out of this hellhole.
Yeah.
I didn't like my life then, BJ. I'm so happy to be with you now. Thanks for not being a big dummy.
Yeah, you're not going to see me in a fight with somebody. I'm not going to be getting in a ring.
I just appreciate you.
Yeah, I'm not going to be I don't have the energy for it.
And then finally, Marilyn Monroe's 1961 Golden Globe sold for a record $250,000 at an auction over the weekend. That is one expensive doorstop, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
So it was her Golden Globe for the world film favorite female. And
I didn't know they had Golden Globes back then.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that was relatively new.
I guess not.
I knew they had like the, Academy Awards with the Oscars and stuff.
But, you must be very wealthy if you have extra $250,000 laying around. I'm like, what's that? Oh, it's Marilyn Monroe's Golden Globe. That's right.
Yeah, some people just love to collect stuff like that.
That's weird.
You know, I had a friend that loved that. He would buy things like, he bought some, like, refrigerator magnet that you always saw on the refrigerator during a Jerry Seinfeld show.
Oh.
And there was, an iconic magnet on the refrigerator. He bought that.
He bought it.
He bought.
It'd be like me buying Sean's award for doing that MS thing.
Yeah.
Over the weekend. He got an award for, like, participation.
Well.
It'd kind of be like that. I don't think auction, I want that award.
I think with the Marilyn Monroe Oscar or whatever it was, Golden Globe, you could brag about that, I guess, when people came to your house.
I guess. Yeah. You don't think I could about Sean's participation?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
Hey, by the way, sweet suit.
Yeah, right? What a score.
Wow. Yeah. Where'd you get that thing?
Goodwill.
That looks brand new.
The pockets were still sewn shut.
Were they?
It was still new, yeah.
He bought the sweetest suit you've ever seen.
At Goodwill.
Oh, my God. It has a Nordstrom tag on the inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$8.
You're kidding.
And it was 50% off sale day, so $4 for that suit.
That's a beautiful suit.
You bought a suit for $4?
Yes. No, but this is beautiful.
You got a $4 suit? I got to see a picture of this.
No, it's beautiful. That is a good looking suit. Yeah, and it just made me really embarrassed to myself. I was like, I have been spending too much money on clothes. My friend Christy goes to Goodwill. And she'll, the other day she had this gorgeous, satchel thing, and it was leather. I'm like, oh, I want one of those. Where'd you get it? She said, Goodwill.
Yeah.
She goes, I bought it for, $9, something like that.
Yeah, it's a good place to shop.
Although
the one near us, Sean's kind of junky.
I feel like you have to dig through people's stuff.
Well, you do. You do to find the gems in there. Yeah. You know, it takes, you got to do some hunting.
Yeah.
You're not going to land in one of those places and walk out of there with a gold mine.
Because yours looked like it had been dry cleaned. And
it was in great shape. It smelled nice.
So gorgeous.
Now, I will say, it was the third thrift store we went to. So we did have to go hunting.
Yeah.
I did buy a jacket at Ark Store for $4, but it was a little, it looked like it had been worn, but it still was a nice jacket. So then we went to the third place, that Goodwill, and scored that whole suit.
That was gorgeous.
Yeah. I got to see
the
picture.
What Goodwill is that?
That was the one on Coal Mine and Pierce.
So but there must be rich people around there?
I guess so.
So you always have to go to the Goodwill that's by the rich people?
Yeah.
When I used to live in Lake Tahoe just for a little while, I'd go to the Goodwill there to find my son's toys.
Really?
Score! And all his winter wear, all his gloves, because those people were really rich. And so they'd just be like, I don't want any of this stuff, the spider stuff.
Right. Last season's.
That's the Goodwill that I dropped my stuff off to. You may have my suit.
Oh, great.
I swear, it's the one at Coal Mine in Pierce.
Yeah.
That's where I drop off.
Great.
Get out of here.
That's nice.
You've got my old suit.
That's so sweet. There you go. Devil dress.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.